RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Boy, 2 hours rolling along. Hit us on the side question. All-time media connection, real or fictional, prison, jail is what we're looking for. All right, I looked this up, Henry, before your question. By the way, New Jersey did pass the sanctuary statehood bill yesterday. I'll tell you what they did. They've codified that Jersey is a sanctuary state. It was just a directive before. What does that mean practically? It means quite a battle with ICE. So let's see what old Mikey Sherrill is going to do as she comes in for governor as this ramps up. I'll give you a little bit more details on that. Until 1975, New Jersey played six-on-six girls high school basketball. The rules were slightly different in Jersey. Two players were offense only, two defense only, and two were able to move freely on both offensive and defensive ends. Defense or offense only players could not move beyond their respective midcourts. In general, the best athletes were playing both ends. Defense only players were usually taller players used for rebounding purposes only. That's up to 1975. And then there was a change. So, yeah, this really did exist. And I maintain it was done because they said females could not keep up and play real basketball. And you see this evolution of the game. They wore dresses, essentially. It's like prehistoric times.
It is. That doesn't even sound like the same sport.
No, well, not. And in some instances, they were only in quadrants, I think, on the defense. You couldn't even move, I don't think, on the defense or offensive end side to side as much.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and you have people on Twitter trying to tell me that's because they misread. No, they thought females had to play differently. So we just had Representative Glime on today with the big Supreme Court stuff. Why in the world, when women have come so far in this, in sports, would we allow these clowns, be it in track and field, weightlifting, bicycle, you see all kinds of things going on constantly. The most egregious was Leah Thomas. I remember when Leah Thomas was setting these records and these females were told what would happen to them. They'd be out there in social medias forever and never get a job. Paula Scanlon, all of them talk about this. Riley Gaines tied Leah Thomas in the one event. They didn't have a trophy for her. They had to give it to Leah because they were afraid, if you remember. And Penn, at least, has capitulated. They've taken away all those phony records and tried to make amends because of President Trump. Supreme Court's going to do the same thing. All right, so I'm coming to you. We have Dom's Money Melody, 855-839-1210. I'll give you details. This session yesterday, the spending in Jersey, the craziness, they're emboldened. They believe that they are golden now after the governor's race. And they believe they're just going to go, well, they never left it, but they're going to be on steroids now with the spending, the overregulation, the craziness as legislative bodies. And Mikey Sherrill will definitely go along with that. All right, so we have the question of the day, Henry, in a moment. Mm-hmm. But there's a film, you know, because I have fun with Dan. I haven't done it with you. You've seen most. I don't remember ever. What was the film that I didn't see that you are appalled?
So let me preface this. A few segments ago, we were talking about actors who are miscast in roles, and I started looking some up.
Right.
And one I could not agree with more, and I think a lot of people who have seen the movie
right.
on the internet, whoever it might be, agreed that Maggie Gyllenhaal, starring as Rachel Dawes in the movie The Dark Knight, is one of the most missed cast roles mm-hmm. of all time because she's supposed to be someone who's beautiful and that, you know, is worth fighting over for the Batman. And frankly, no one's going to be fighting over Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. I thought she was somebody. Yeah, I have seen The Dark Knight. I was thinking it's another film, N-I-G-H-T, so I apologize.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've seen The Dark Knight.
Okay, you know, I was going to say.
The Two-Face and the whole
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because I've had the IMDb top 250 movies ranking up here.
Yeah.
Shawshank's 1, Godfather's 2, Godfather Part 2 is 4, number 3 is The Dark Knight. So if you were going to tell me you didn't see that movie, I was going to...
Well, those rankings are outrageous, but I was going to say the best part of the film is when Batman takes one for the team. We will hunt him, and they show the Batman going off.
Yeah.
And he will take it for the team. Oh.
Yeah.
And the music swells up.
Oh, Hans Zimmer, no one does it better than him.
Yeah. Yeah. And the idea of taking one for the team in that, we will hunt him, you know, and they still can't stop Batman.
But that's one of the worst casting decisions of all time. I mean, it's because Katie Holmes, who starred as Rachel in the first movie, Batman Begins, inexplicably declined to make the sequel, which to this day probably ruined her career.
Yeah,
and to replace her with Maggie Gyllenhaal, who, Frank, no offense to her, it's just you're not Katie Holmes, and you're not.
I think she's attractive. I agree with you. She's better than Renee Zellweger.
I agree with you 100% on that.
Yes. Get out of town. Oh, exactly. Crazy.
We can put that up on Twitter. A bit sexist here at 2 o'clock, but what the heck? All right. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, well, that's hold your question because solved that one. We'll get to that because if you have a really good question, I like to save them up
question,
and have them.
Yeah.
All right, good. So yesterday, this last spasm, can you imagine the legislative was pushed until yesterday was the last day? And they did approve Matt Rooney at SaveJersey.com writes, insurrection is spreading, Save Jerseyans. Among the ongoing turmoil in Minnesota, the lame duck New Jersey legislators took to sanctuary statehood on Monday evening. New Jersey has been a sanctuary jurisdiction by attorney general directive, but this codified. There were a whole bunch of things here. They also said, and I don't think this is by percentage, they said that New Jersey has more people here illegally than any state other than California. I know Jersey is densely populated, but my God. Just think about that. And, of course, they have something that ought to be illegal, that you're illegally here in Jersey. You get the state rate of tuition, say, to go to Rutgers. But if you're an inch over the line, say, the Walt Whitman Bridge is the divider, you're here in Pennsylvania, you don't get that. Unfair. So out of this, New Jersey saying, we're going to fight on. Trump. There are many battlefields here. The other side is not just going to roll over. The other side thinks they're winning on what's happened in Minnesota, what's happening with ICE. I think it's around a slight majority that are supportive of what's going on that, but it's still a majority. And on the issue of people that are here illegally and criminals, it's a much broader majority. And immigration fuels the Trump voter, the base, to come out. So we'll see how this plays out for the midterms. But to me, the midterms are still going to be about affordability, healthcare, housing. Trump's doing some nice things, all those things associated with it. The most recent is popular. I'm not signing off on this one yet. I got to see a lot more details how you do this. Capping credit card rates at 10%. I don't think the president can do that. I think some of the rates on credit cards are confiscatory, but that's more of an issue you'd have to see Congress in some way, shape, or form. And what is it they're doing there that is outside the lines? But they are talking too about Live Nation and Ticketmaster and things like that, and some of the stuff that is in a gray zone where I think they ought to go and crack down on this or clarify it so people have a chance at tickets at a reasonable rate. You know, there's going to be a lot more in Davos next week when the president announces what they're going to do on corporations buying up single family homes. EJ Antoni said, as a capitalist, it's just a tax thing. They can do that. It's not attacking capitalism. So we're going to see a real debate on this. They are on top of this issue of affordability. But the bottom line is trying to sort out what's the policy that's going to move this forward. And it is a little bit unnerving when the president's calling up Elizabeth Warren, the two of them on the bill. That's gets, you know, you start to think, is this the road to go down? Okay. Henry, what's your question?
Oh, doing it now? Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're all still reeling off the Sunday's loss to the 49ers, but in that game, superstar tight end for the 49ers, George Kittle, tore his Achilles, catching a pass going towards the sidelines. This kind of led credence to a post that was going viral on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, this week from a man named Peter Cowan, at @living_energy on Twitter, if you want to see this post I'm talking about, where he is theorizing that the electrical substation that is right next to Levi's Stadium in San Francisco is leading the 49ers to all these catastrophic injuries. They have it year in and year out.
Electromagnetic?
So electromagnetic fields are weakening collagen, tendons, and causing soft tissue damage at levels regulators call safe. But he disagrees. He doesn't think they're safe. So since moving to Levi's Stadium 2014, the 49ers are top five in adjusted games that are lost by injuries. They've had 7 to 8 Achilles/patellar tendon ruptures when the you know, the league averages 2 to 3 total per year per the whole league, and they have 7 to 8 by themselves. They've had 40 plus major hamstring and calf tears. They have the most high ankle injuries. No one has even come close in terms of injuries. So I want to ask you, and then Jawan Jennings after the game today, when he was asked about, or after the game Sunday, when he was asked about George Kittle's injury, he joked and he's like, yeah, maybe it's those electrical substations. So I have to ask you, do you think there's any plausible theory that these electromagnetic waves are actually weakening the 49ers' tendons? I mean, the whole reason I thought we were going to kill them on Sunday is because they were so injured. All their players have, you know, Fred Warner, their star linebacker, ruptured Achilles. Like,
exactly.
Why is it them? They get hurt all the time. Do you buy into this theory that these electromagnetic fields are injuring their players, or at least leading to it?
I would say possibly. Yeah. I don't think it's nutbaggery from seeing stuff on electromagnetic day to day, the environment of that. I have not seen the science that indicates, though, that that's one of the things it does. By the way, one of the things I'm really frightened by, the mere mention of it, we apparently used in Venezuela, that's apropos of this, the Havana syndrome.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah, I saw that.
The humming type of thing to disrupt them. Oh, man. You know, you got to use what you got to use when you're going in there to take Maduro out. But that Havana stuff.
That has to be crazy to get hit with that.
Oh, I mean, man.
Because they were talking about, like, their noses started bleeding and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's got to be scary.
I would say let's look at the research a little bit more on this. Are we environmental wackos? I could buy in. I would, you know, to say definitively or almost definitively, you need a long period of time. It seems like a pretty good body of evidence.
Yeah, I mean, and, what's it been, 11 years now?
Yeah. What do the 49ers say about that?
I don't think they're going to acknowledge that theory except for Jawan Jennings.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, look, if they play this another game on Sunday and another guy goes down, everyone's going to keep asking the question, like, should you maybe ask those electrical substations to move? Maybe you should take them down?
Right. Well, if this were here in Philadelphia and it were SEPTA, if I could put it under SEPTA, these fans, can you imagine what it would be like, the conspiracy things in WI? Oh, yeah. That's a great question, though. Yeah, how about you? It seems like you could buy into that.
You know, it's either they have the worst, you know, training staff year in and year out, and, you know, the past however many two coaches have just been completely blind to the injury factor on their team, or that, yeah, maybe that the EMFs distributed by this this electrical substack, which, if you look at the picture, it's right next to their practice field, it's right next to the stadium. What is it? It's 8.5 plus milligauss at the far edge of the field. So he's theorizing that within the locker rooms, it's, you know, 15 to 21. I don't know what the heck that means, but it doesn't seem good. It doesn't seem like you'd have that sort of electrical frequency. So yeah, I can buy it that it's kind of maybe tearing down your tendons a little
bit. And let's review this again. The Philadelphia Eagles at home, rest it, could not beat a team that has to deal with electromagnetic forces like the Havana syndrome.
Yeah, seriously.
And all these injuries before it. My God, that's even a worse. Yeah. Get Kevin Betua over there to get to the bottom of this. What am I?
Yeah, send him over there.
Send Betua out there.
Make him useful.
By the way, look, I may be too wishy-washy in this. I see an indoor golf simulator has Petullo's picture on the golf screen you get to hit balls with.
Oh, man.
I am very wary of this stuff because, you know, what they did with his house and all that. I just, it's reached that level, though. I think this guy, I'm shocked that he's still here.
I'm really shocked they haven't made the announcement yet.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So that's the question of the day. Thank you, Hammer. That was a brilliant one. Yeah. I got to look more into that. I'm fascinated by that stuff. It's real, the Ivana thing. We did it with in Venezuela. I don't know how, but yeah. 855-839-1210. More of your calls coming up. We'll take them on the side question today. Something jail, prison related. Coming off Johnny Cash on this day, performing for 2,000 prisoners at Folsom Prison. I guess he did I Walk the Line. That was probably the hit song. Is that Cash's number one song? That's the one I like.
Yeah, I would think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it just...
Maybe Ring of Fire. It's,
yeah. All right, hit us with that. But first, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And don't forget, each and every day, Money Melody is sponsored by NavyLeaguePhilly.org. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. You can do your part to support our Sea Service members by becoming a member for just $25 a year. Go to NavyLeaguePhilly.org to join. They do a lot of great events, a lot of stuff with high school kids, getting them in the military, Coast Guard, Navy, Marines. You've heard some of my clips with them at the Army-Navy game. Unbelievable men and women that protected us and are still giving. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. Okay, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so on the side question, we were asking for that all-time piece of media associated with jail or prison, thanks to Johnny Cash performing Folsom Prison Blues at Folsom Prison. So, I'm going to play for you today Folsom Prison Blues, but you know me, it's going to be sang in a different language. I want
this
to know.
Is blasphemy, the great Johnny Cash in some cockamamie language.
Spit around his grave.
Yes, I hit me with that. Was I hit with an electromagnetic wave? Is that what did it? Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to play you this song, this cover version of that song. I want to know the language in which it's being sang, and I'll give you some facts about the country in which it hails from. Let's see here. This is where the three-point seatbelt was originated. And go figure here, you can't name your kid Elvis legally. You cannot name him Elvis.
Let's get Kearns on
I
here.
I know.
Yeah. She's out there right now when she hears this. Yes.
Linda Kearns is...
Yeah, she's here tomorrow. We'll tell her.
Oh, man, yeah. So three-point seatbelt originated here,
right.
And you can't name your kid Elvis in this country. Want to know the language or the country in which this cover version hails from?
Oh, this is brutal.
Yeah,
I know.
Get Taylor Swift to do a cover. Joe Pesci's better on this. All right, hit us with that. You get the Scott Jennings book. You get the belt for today. 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
What a roller coaster ride today. The big story of the day, females once played 6-on-6 basketball. Shocking. And I did see The Dark Knight. If there is a dark N-I-G-H-T, I did not. But Dom's Money Melody today, the great Johnny Cash, in some we want to know the language, right?
Correct. Language or country,
or country.
In which this hails from.
Okay. Yes. Here we go.
Land of the three-point seatbelt. Ice hotels and absolutely no people named Elvis.
By law, you can't
by
name
law.
Them.
Yeah,
now, that's
right.
A great country. I bet you can call him Frank Sinatra there, Linda Kearns. I know you're listening.
There's another name you can't name him either, but that would give it away.
Okay. Let's go to Ed and Pence Hawken. Ed, language or country?
Swedish.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
All right. Ed, any theory on why you wouldn't be able to name them Elvis in Sweden? What's wrong with these people?
I have no idea. I'm just glad you can still name your kid Tom Jones.
There you go.
The great Tom Jones. Now, Dan failed at Dan Henry. That's on your list there, the big list.
Yeah.
And I went to Mulligan's. Can you see Johnny? Right. Oh, Tom Jones appearing. I mean, we did have the cover band. They were great on Dom Day for Neil Diamond. But, you know, Tom Jones would be the all-time. I convinced Dan he was a great entertainer. He was concerned in the beginning. Okay. We got the side. That's a winner today. Anything else on that?
Yeah, the other name you couldn't name him was IKEA and Metallica for, I guess, obvious reasons.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I didn't want to give Elvis is just, I guess, apparently parents trying to name their girls Elvis, and the government didn't like that.
Okay. Kirk, I know I did it with Henry. Did I ever bore you telling you my experience with Metallica?
No.
No, I don't want to. I'll bore everybody else. I said it a million times. I got to ask them a question about their loudness. With a big, you can imagine me with the guys with the knitted hats and the whole thing there standing there. I didn't have a suit on. I didn't do that. But asking Metallica a question, I can't even remember. I wish I had this on tape about they were performing in South Philly and the loudness, people in the neighborhood said, that's it. I only heard it from a football field. I'd say it was 100 yards and it was brutal. And I saw people moving to within 10 to 15 feet of the stage.
I went to that concert, and it was like the eardrums were blown up.
Yeah, this is just amazing. Okay. All right, a couple things. Guesstimate just posted, and by a couple sources, indicating from CBS News, suggests that the Iranian government has already murdered between 12 and 20,000 protesters since the revolt against it began anew this time. I don't know before how that compares. And it puts up several questions. Thank God we have a president. Now you could say he's boxed himself in. What can he do that's effective here to tilt the balance? And two, why on college campuses are we going to hear Tucker Carlson say tonight, well, that figure is done by the Mossad or something. They're making it up. They didn't do that. No, I believe they murder people routinely. Would the world be a much better place without them in charge? Yes. If you have any kind of government there that's not abnormal in most ways, shape, or form, it makes a big difference in the Middle East and across the world. They've had too much money too long. Thank you, Obama. $6 billion, remember, on the pallets and all that stuff. To murder Americans, to murder Israelis, to be just taking us back to the dark ages. And it looks like they may be on the ropes. So what is the president going to do? 12 to 20,000. Okay, one other thing. And I even asked that last promo from KYW. Henry, you didn't get a sense. Has he given it already? I wanted to hear the great man's highlight if he has.
Let me look into that.
We're looking into Phil Murphy give the state of the state. I think it was usually later in the day. Phil Murphy's last state of the state today. All right. What is it about Murphy? And I'll give you a couple of my theories. I should call on some of the all-time Phil Murphy haters. What is it about Phil Murphy that is so off-putting? What is it about him? Well, the carpetbaggery, not knowing Jersey. If you're going to be governor in a place like New Jersey, we've been through this how many times? There's some places that are kind of vanilla. You can be governor, and, you know, it doesn't matter that you're not born there, bred. I do think Jersey is a place where it's very hard to just plop yourself down there, even eating a pizza, the stuff that he does and all that. Is it the teeth? You know, is that fair, the teeth? You know, the guy's worth $100 million. Is it just how radical he really has been, relentlessly radical? Henry, do you have antagonism toward Murphy?
I'm not necessarily a fan of his, no.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's just the disingenuine vibe you get from him just every time he speaks.
Yeah, like, not authentic.
Yeah, it's not authentic, like, every single time. And I think that just happens, like, you know, on the campaign trail, everyone's inauthentic. But then it's once you see the person, you know, over and over and over again, you're like, this guy is just so full of it.
Yeah, exactly. So he gave the address at 3 today. If there's any, I'll look and see if there's any, quote, highlights. So what is the state of New Jersey? Well, the state of New Jersey is what it usually is. And we've just gone through this mega spending thing. God knows how many hundreds of millions in this last legislative day they either got through or tried to. They've made it a sanctuary state. And yet these morons over in Jersey continue to scream about this, like Medford and Medford Lakes. We've been through this, where they're complaining they have to put 800 more houses into Medford Township, I guess it is, in order to subsidize the 176 or so affordable housing that has to be in each community by progressives. Jack Cetarelli would have fought this to the ends of the earth. Mikey Sherrill embraces it. And then they act like something they didn't vote for. Based on what? And again, I just don't get it with Mikey Sherrill. I didn't get the juices flowing like Rich or Matt, but she's just tepid. Except as business as usual, she will do all these things that Murphy has done. Just you have a female helicopter pilot. That's the only difference here. Could she be worse? That's going to be difficult. What is it about Phil Murphy that may have set you off? Now, you're a resident in Jersey, Kirk. How about you? Oh, you're on the phone.
He's okay. Answered
yeah.
phones.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get his coming up here. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Kirk.
I'm like, yeah, Murphy's boring. He is like, just basically has no, right. like, hasn't really done anything specific to better New Jersey. I mean,
right.
he made it a lot worse with the windmills and
right.
the countless state emergencies which were necessary right. for the snow that allegedly right. we had. He's, mm-hmm. yeah, he's a, not, right. I'm not a fan.
Well, the windmills and the whole thing with that was the wife and what he's trying to do. And I still think he's going to run for president. I know that's shocking. How could a guy, look, he's got all the money in the world. What else is he going to do? And the windmills were to get him a gold star with the environmentalist and his wife is crazed. And that's why they were going to do that. They killed whales. Whales washed up right on his shores near his own personal mansion. And yet he still went forward with it. So 8 years of Phil Murphy. He ran on and did get past legalization of marijuana. And what did he do? What did he remember his attorney general? That this was one of his top 10 worst things, the attorney general radical. The attorney general essentially said, and this was one of the worst things he did, because it's legal now, we don't trust cops. They're discriminatory. They're haters of black people, essentially. So we are knowing they can't go after adults because they can smoke marijuana now. They're going to go after minority children. So we are going to put in things where cops have less power. Remember all that? Remember how many police chiefs we had on from the Jersey Shore as it exploded? And who in the main were those kids doing it? A bunch of white punks whose mommy and daddy may have been lawyers or something like that. Even in towns like Ocean City went through this, where they don't tolerate that. It's America's family fun place. So I would say with Murphy, that is one of the worst things that he did. Codifying abortion, crazed on that, and now codifying sanctuary status for the state. Those are just a few. But he's an off-putting guy. Is it the awkwardness? Is it just, as Henry said, you just sense, even among politicians, it's inauthentic? Is it, where did this guy come from? We know how he got the nominee. The money. Goldman Sachs again, just like Corzine. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Get on board with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Dom.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom's show. Welcome in, everyone. People questioning, Henry, some of our round table here, Robert of Ben Salem. So in Sweden, you can apparently name your child Adolf, but not Elvis.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out. Hmm. Yeah. Send Linda Kearns over there on a jog to Sweden. Okay. 855-839-1210. Last state of the state for Phil Murphy. What is the state of New Jersey? And again, It's very similar to what it always is, and people threaten to move out, and fair numbers do. But they know deep down, these people running it, that it's not enough, and they're going to continue to do it, and they believe that all this purple state stuff has been disproven, that it was just a blip on the screen, and they're going to ride high during the next election cycle this year, etc. And again, I've been through it. My theory is people love Jersey if they're born there, Richie Owie, people like that. You know, they have a sense of place, culture, food, music. The whole thing is there. What's not to like? Well, the government, liberalism, progressives, the two-sided part of this. And it results in guys like Phil Murphy being governor. His last state of the state. What is it about him that is it policy? There's something about him, too, that's just very, very difficult. You know, and just he's not Jersey. Everything is fake or he just can't understand it. In addition to the policies that I talked about, the whales is something to remember during this time because we beat them and we're going to continue to beat them. And it shows you you can beat them. Now, it took a lot emotionally to beat them. And it took a lot of people there at the Jersey Shore, Robin Schaefer and some of the other folks that we got to meet. That's one win. They could not win on that. Doesn't mean they've completely given up. And it brings us back to the other side. You have to understand, you have to fight them every day. The trans thing, the Supreme Court, seeing it play out today, seeing the testimony, they are going to ultimately rule for West Virginia and Idaho, and I think they're finally not going to punt. It's going to be pretty direct that this is ridiculous. Of course, states can ban this, men or boys in female sports. And that'll happen around June, middle of June, third week in June, something like that, right in time for the midterms. Will they give up? No, because they have two pressures. Presidentially, you have people that are the far left. They're going to continue on this. They won't take the off ramp. And the base of this party, they're afraid on this issue. Democrats are afraid of this. They know that this issue motivates significant enough numbers of people to be either violent, threatening, or to go after them politically. And they'll be called a bigot. That's why Kamala Harris was caught up and she thought it was perfectly fine, that crazy stuff she said about so-called gender-affirming care for people that are here illegally and are convicts. That was played again and again and again. They won't take the off-ramp. And you could say, well, don't we ever win? Well, we win constantly. But life and dealing with this is not about that it's ever over. It's not over. Now, of course, I understand. To some people, they want it to be, you know, to me, that's exciting. I don't care how many times they want to come back. We're going to beat the hell out of them every time. Bring them on. All right, let's go to Pete in Robbinsville, New Jersey. That was our stopping point coming home from Sicily on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pete, welcome in.
Yeah, Dom, not from Robbinsville, but I wanted to say that I've been embarrassed for New Jersey since Rest Stop McGreevy. And I did want to transmit a rumor that, or just a comment that someone made, that Goldman Sachs was really kind of a pipeline into New Jersey for these guys. And these guys were corrupt. They did dirty deals at Goldman, and then they were put into political office to cover them.
Well, because I would say this. Corzine was one of the worst. Worse than
absolutely.
Murphy as a personality. Directly from that, and then Murphy from that. So I don't know that we know that, Pete. But again, why in the world would people in Jersey continue to vote for people from Goldman Sachs directly? Why? We had that respite with Christie, who then showed his hand. But why
in the world would Democrats vote Democrat for high taxes and no change?
I got you. Thank you, Pete. One note, by the way, a lesson from Governor Christie. What was the downfall other than his overwhelming arrogance? I'll say this, though, Henry. I had an out-of-body experience when I debated Christie about him hugging Obama, even though we weren't in studio. I would do that again in a heartbeat. It was thrilling. It was like a charging rhino was all over top of me, and I'm pushing back like Ahab in the whale. Get me that way, you know. Moby Dick here. And when he said, I'm going to need more time with Dom, to one of his guys, I was ready to say, you're going to need a hell of a lot of time here.
I'm rolling up his sleeves.
But I didn't want to go too far to say, that's it, buddy. I didn't do that because we thought we'd get him back. But such sensitivity. He wouldn't come back after that, no matter what.
Can I add something as far as one of his downfalls? I think Bridgegate was his downfall.
Oh, yeah.
That was a major downfall. And
that's because of he was determined to roll up such a number the second time around to mm-hmm. run for president.
Yep.
The stuff that he did to people in Jersey, including this mayor, and entrapping people on the George Washington Bridge. Yep. One was a school bus with 40 kids.
Yep.
That's a high bridge. You're sitting here for 3 or 4 hours. Oh. Imagine the person on the bus. I'd call them as my first witness, and I'd say, I'm not bringing anybody in. Speak for an hour. Bring the kids in. Let's hear what they did. The point I was going to say is this. Josh Shapiro is looking to murder Stacey Garrity. A win will not be enough. What will he do in order to show dominance? And you think, well, surely he would have won, learned from Christie. You cannot go to this type of excess. I don't know about that. I think he might do anything in order to beat her like 60-40, something like that. That's what he needs, at least a 20-point victory. If he wins by 3, 4, or 5, that's not going to cut it nationally. So, Josh, what are you going to do on that front? Because I think she's a pretty good contender. All right. You're right, though, Kirk. The Bridgegate thing. I'm surprised nobody's written a book. What it was like for 3 days, I think it was, mm-hmm. essentially, Fort Lee and all that.
Yep.
They had people they couldn't get an ambulance to that had a heart attack and things like that there. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's just...
That was crazy. That was...
Yeah, and it's all about that. Oh, yeah? We're going to change the lane so you essentially can't get on the bridge and just tie up traffic. The mayor should have gone out there with his police en masse. If there's 100 of them, take them out there. We're removing those cones. We're moving the bridge. That's it. What are you going to do about it?
That like you mentioned about him running for president, that was one of the major things, factors that why he didn't get...
Right. I think he's still got 69% mm-hmm. in there, something like that. Zenos in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos, afternoon.
Good afternoon. Excuse me, Dom. Good afternoon. My side question will be, it was a prison movie about a guy in Turkey, I believe it was called Midnight Express.
Yeah.
It was based on a true story and how he got out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was raped and everything else, and but that was a pretty good movie. Now, may I just make one comment about, with women, I mean, with guys and women sports, and I don't want to, sound like my big fat Greek wedding, Dom.
I knew it was going to go there.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that. No. Which one? My big fat Greek wedding, 1, 2, 3, or 50? How many are we up to here?
The first one was the good one, and I didn't see too many of them. But what I'm trying to say is, if they do that and have men in women's sports, to me, it dishonors the Olympic tradition in any sport. Because back in those days, they would stop, city-states would stop fighting amongst each other to participate in the games. And we joke around with it, but men and women were in separate sports. And there was no gold medal, it was only one medal. And these people, what they're trying to do with the girls, they're ruining them. Just like the guy in the Olympics, I turned the thing off where he's beating up a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
That was a disgrace to my people.
I hear you, Zenos. Thank you. I got a role here. But how could anyone in the world be there or involved with that and witness that and see that mauling that went on there? I was just hoping for any kind of punch from the female. Some lucky stab in the dark.
All it takes is one.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things you got to do. How could you? You got to say no. We've lost our minds completely here. All right, it is the lightning round next, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
I see a great one here. Jail scenes, prison, coming off Johnny Cash. You see Glenn in Ocean City. That's a pretty good one, Henry. We'll see if he can pull it off. It's all in the call. Let's go to Bill and Bucks. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Well, I just wanted to say one thing before I get to that is that Danny Seisler is having a press conference tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock.
Oh, well, thank you. Get some sound on that. He's also going to be here at what time on Thursday? 2 o'clock?
I believe 2, yes.
Yeah, 2 o'clock, Bill, Thursday he'll be on the show.
Yeah, so he's going to make a major announcement about the 287 partnership that he has with ICE, or they have with ICE, or whatever.
And it'll be what, do you think?
I think it will be something we will expect.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, I can already wait to Thursday.
I don't think he'll follow Sheriff Herring.
No. I was hoping maybe he would compromise a bit, but we'll see. What's your side?
So it's at the Justice Center down there. Oh yeah. Mine is a song, actually, originally done by the Bobby Fuller Four back in 1966, later done in 1977 by a group called The Clash. I fought the law, and the law won.
Yep, that's a very good one. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
Happy New Year, Dom.
Happy New Year, Joe. Thank you for that.
My father was a corrections officer and used to go to other states to pick up parole violators.
Okay, gotcha, Joe. Glenn in Ocean City, New Jersey, where it's always a perfect temperature, we're told by the people we have on. Glenn, what's yours?
Hi, guys. The portrayal of Jail for the Goodfellas and Henry loved Paulie's technique with the razor blade of such a real fan.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, there's always a Henry. Or as, what's the name? Pesci called him Hendry. You start with the Hendry stuff constantly. All right, Kirk, who did you like here?
All right, so I'm going to definitely go with the musical theme. I'm going with Glenn, with...
Goodfellas.
With Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Yep.
Okay.
I also thought that's a fantastic answer. I mean, you slice the garlic so thin it just melts in the pan.
It was a good stick.
I also like Dylan Bucks with the Clash. I fought the law and that's the law won.
I like the Goodfellas at the end. I think that is a classic scene. You know, the difference of mob guys. We're not doing all that stuff in jail. Okay. Our sights set to tomorrow, but Thursday was mentioned. Yeah, Danny Seisler, the new sheriff of Bucks County, will be on. And if he talks tomorrow about 287G, about what he's going to do in Bucks County, we'll play some of that. That will be interesting. And we'll talk with him about that and also what he'll do as sheriff. All right. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich Valdez and Mary Walter are next for the next 4 hours here on Talk Radio 1210. And Phil Murphy is going to do that state of the state. We'll have to have some more on that tomorrow. What makes him so off-putting? He is. We've only scratched the surface. It's Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.